Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
Yes!
Oh, baby!
It is 7:05 in the evening!
And I do feel that now you've taken over and I've just popped in from a little break, I now feel like Griff Rhys Jones.
And
you're Lenny Henry. And Eli Silverman is...
Who's the one no one likes?
Fucking great.
Well, here we are doing part of the 27-hour podcast for charity, for comic relief.
It's for charity.
To raise money. So do donate money. Do donate money. As you heard there, my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. And if you can't remember that, or be bothered to learn it, as we can't, go to FUBAR Radio or geekatorium.net. There's lots and lots and lots of links everywhere so you can donate. We have hit our quota. Woo! But we still want more money. We want to beat our quota.
We want to thrash it with a big stick.
Yes.
Until it bleeds cash all over my naked hairy chest.
Well, so let's. If you're not listening to the show yet, I'll introduce ourselves. My name is Richard Sandling.
I used to be Paul Gannon.
I'm Eli Silverman.
And we're joined with a very special guest,
Sophie Hagen.
So, what are you doing here?
I don't think I'm meant to be here.
No, not like that.
Not like I'm not the servant of being here. Because I just kind of thought, oh, I've been hanging out in the couches over there. And then I thought, oh, I'm just going to go by here. And then when I came in, they're like, oh, get ready for the show. I was like, okay.
It was pretty much like, we're sucking
guests up like a big Hoover.
Yeah.
Dyson vacuum.
Big guest talent. Hoover.
Watching the show and I was like, oh, it's not about me enough.
This is more you. Yeah. More you here.
Well, by all means, we can take a step back and give the floor to you.
Welcome to the Sophie Hagen Amazing Radio Show.
All right, don't push it.
Okay. Time for, you could do about 23 minutes of just you if you want. Off you go.
Dead as a crime. Rookie mistake.
Too much pressure.
Too much pressure to be awesome.
I haven't prepared anything.
We should have
brought some poems.
Yeah.
We'll just chat shit. We can just chat.
Yeah.
Just.
I've heard.
Zing. Immediately zinged. Almost immediately zinged. So have you got a gig that's cancelled tonight as well?
Yeah, I have actually, but they asked me if I could MC it, and I'm not that good at MCing, so I said no, and then they said, we'll have to pull you, but don't worry, we'll pay you in full.
Wow.
What magical world do you live in?
That's alright.
Did you write back and go, if there's any other gigs you don't want me to do, that would be brilliant.
I can do them all next week.
I'm happy to not do any gigs you've got.
I can't do sets either, so all the gigs you've booked me in for in the next couple of months.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, so it's a free night.
So you got a free night, so you just, what are you going to do? What, were your foot loose or fancy free?
Well, I have a bit of, the FOMO.
No.
The FOMO. Guys. Come on.
Pretend we're idiots and explain FOMO. To us what FOMO is.
It's like something us kids say.
Right.
It means fear of missing out.
YOLO.
Like YOLO.
Yeah, but
or
FOMO. So yeah. Different letters
but a more sort of, but a more preemptive, it's a preemptive YOLO.
Do you know what? It's weird. It's really quite bizarre because FOMO has a very personal meaning for me.
Yeah.
Because it was a pretend science stroke art experiment I made up using coloured water and cotton wool and photocopier paper and little labels when I was a child. I used to call it FOMO.
FOMO.
Just thought I'd get that out there, it's fine. Yeah. Now let's get on with your newfangled FOMO. It will never be the real FOMO to me, but that's fine.
Okay, well, the second FOMO.
Yes.
The fear of missing out on
fear
science experiments.
Yeah.
FOMO.
Yeah.
Or FOMO. Oh,
it's a
FOMO.
It is a big deal, fear of missing out, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's why I'm here. I just want to be. You know, I wish I didn't have that gig this morning. I could have been here for every single minute of it.
It was scintillating when during the dark time.
Yes.
When me and Paul were just here by ourselves for about 4 hours.
I don't even want to think about what happened.
It was pretty raw. It got pretty raw. I got hysterical.
Was it like
literally?
Was it like Apocalypse Now? The beginning of Apocalypse Now? You just jumped over and kicked a mirror.
I couldn't handle it. It was bad.
Yeah, I was asleep at that time. I think wasn't I?
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. In your face. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I don't know. You lost me at scintillating.
Did I say scintillating?
Yeah, I think so. I just dropped out there. I was like, I'm not going to understand a word that man says. What a fancy one. Look at me. More syllables.
Yeah. Well, you know, your English is very good. We forget to patronise you by talking down to you. Sorry.
Scintillating. It means exciting.
Okay.
Basically. Yeah.
I think that was stimulating and exciting. Of mansplaining, dear.
What do you mean mansplaining? No,
when a man describes something in a way that is unintentionally condescending,
I did ask.
She said she didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
Do you know what you just mansplained me?
Yeah, I mansplained all of your face, man.
Mansending.
You just gansplained.
Fucking gansplained me.
You got gan examined.
I hope not. Jesus.
You got. No, I'm not going to go anywhere with that. It was just going to die in the vine, that one.
Fucking hell.
Wow. So that was tense. That was
that's been the tone for the whole show.
So that's basically.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's what happens when you leave them alone for 24 hours to talk to each other. It goes straight to bitterness and hate.
Wow, it's been
not
long.
Straight.
Straight.
It went via denial.
Yeah.
And then it circumnavigated and landed on belligerence.
That's very true.
So, you know, we're all right. We've had our ups and downs, and we've fought and made up, haven't we?
I've literally been podcasting for 22 hours or something now.
I know.
More, longer.
We've actually...
24. This 25 hours.
Yeah.
Longer than a whole day.
Yes. You're very good at explaining the obvious.
Well, what's with you? What's with you, man?
I've got a bit of sass in me. Yeah. I've got a little bit of sass I need to shake out.
Well, I... I'm more interested in what Sophie's FOMO is going to lead her to do this evening. If your fear of missing out means...
You know what? So there's a thing where Adam Hill said that he would give £1,000 to Comic Relief for every person who would get the red nose tattooed on them. So I'm so up for that. So I want to do that.
Is there a tattoo guy over there?
I'd do that.
I think there's going to be a tattoo guy.
So you're
and
get
I'm
it
hoping
tattooed.
Someone's gonna like let
be
me
your
know.
First I'd get a tattoo, a red nose. That's right? Kind of cool.
Yeah,
I'd like that little one with the eyeball. I like that one.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Where would you have it tattooed, Paul?
What would you like me to say? Where would you want me to go with this?
The truth. That was a genuine question. I'm not
shoulder.
I genuinely don't know.
Very defensive.
I want a red nose here.
Jesus.
And the no ghost logo there. If everyone's listening at home, I'm pointing to here. Just so you know. Yeah.
So, yes, a big FOMO across your chest.
Would it be your first tattoo?
No, that's why I'm not so fussed.
You're not so fussed about it.
No.
I have really disgusting feet. Like, really big, huge, disgusting feet. So I'm trying to, distract people from, you know, the part.
So everything's on your shins? Is that, like, just...
No, the feet, like, actual... It just, like,
Have you got arrows tattooed on your calves?
Pointing up, yeah. Look away.
A little man with those little light sticks going, come on in, wrap it.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter really. And £1,000 to charity, that's pretty
good.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's probably more than you guys have made, right? Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's twice what we've made.
Is it? Yes. Really? Yeah. Oh my God.
But we're not Adam Hills.
So yeah, Adam Hills has a bit more pull than us.
Well, no, he's going to donate the money.
Yeah, I know.
Himself. He could donate it to us and by proxy take it and add it. And we'd win.
I don't understand.
I will give £1,000 to Comic Relief if people get a tattoo of my face on them.
You need to be careful.
How big?
Life size. This has got to be 1-to-1 on the scale of 1-to-1.
Including the beard.
You've got to tattoo my face on your face. And then I'll give money. I'll give something like £1,000.
How like?
Well, similar.
Looks the same from a distance.
In the grand scheme of things,
it's a
very
one
close.
Followed by a number.
It's
of
a
zeros.
One followed by a number by some by at least one zero.
Yeah. Tenner.
No, maybe more. Who knows?
I'd still take it.
So you tattoo my face on your face for a tenner?
Yeah, why not?
What could I get for your name? Your name on my leg somewhere.
Oh, I don't know.
Back of the knee.
I don't know.
The nape.
The nape.
I believe it's called the nape. I might have just pulled that word out of thin air, to be fair. But the nape of the knee.
Well, that would be quite cool. You could have, like, you know, if you did it on a name like Richard on one knee and Sandley on the other knee, then every time you pulled your scapula a little bit, be like, there we are. And it'd be like, there's the knees, and there's Richard Sandley. Like, there you go. That would be like sort of, I don't know, that would be sort of a great way to repel anyone. Tattoo my name. Sign your name.
You didn't
across
answer.
My heart. Wow. I want you to be my baby.
Do you know this? Terence Trent D'Arby.
Terence Trent D'Arby.
D'Arby.
D'Arby. TTD himself.
TTD.
You ever heard of
him? Not Kiki D.
No.
No.
Have you all decided, like, if something happened outside and you were going to be stuck in this room forever, who you'd eat first of the three of you?
Yeah, well, I think I'm reckoning they probably think it's me, but I'd kill both of them before that ever happened.
I would sacrifice myself because I'd rather die than spend any time longer than necessary with these two in the room.
Oh, right, so that's it.
I hope you choke on my bones.
Well, good. You can hope. You can't guarantee that, can you, Paul?
No, but I'm going to eat a lot of food. I'm putting a lot.
You'd be better to eat with.
I don't think Paul would taste nice raw.
No, I wouldn't expect you to.
We'd have to make some kindling somehow and get a fire going.
We could
roast his head.
No, you're not going to get any meat off the head.
Well,
you're not. Not much.
You scrape it off.
Maybe here. The tongue you can have. Yeah. Eli can have
Banksy the goiter.
You should always start with the ass. That's where the most meat is.
Yeah, you've chosen wisely.
The loin. Yeah.
That's where I'd start if I could.
Rump steak. Rump steak. Yeah. This is getting a bit weird.
This is like the film Prime Cut.
I'm glad that you've only been here an hour and already you've broken down mentally as well. Who do we eat in the room? Oh, well.
Well, I always have an exit strategy. That's the, never, you know, whenever you're in any, when you're doing anything with anyone, always work out who you would kill to save your own life. That's the basic rule of survival, isn't it? Always have a lighter. Always work out who you're going to kill to get away.
You need a Swiss Army knife.
No, just a lighter and the desire to kill at least one person in a room.
What kind of disaster is it, though? Because if it's just we've been locked in, I'd hope we'd figure out a solution first rather than go straight to the cannibalism route.
Well, it depends how hungry we are. If we get the Red Bull munchies.
Well, someone just left, so now we're three.
Yeah, Eli, so now it's awkward. Now Eli's just gone.
He's just left.
He's done this all night. I've literally been sitting there chatting to guests and going, what do you think, Eli? And he's not been here.
Yeah.
It's just this kind of fuzzy mist that
control
we're in his place.
Podcast.
What are these Discovery Patch animals?
I don't know. I think they're just sour gummy chews.
Guys, people are listening to this. Do you know that?
I know.
Are there listeners?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Are there? How many?
I don't know. But we've...
Like, ish.
Seven.
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 27.
27.
27 listeners.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And they've missed out on all sorts of joy. The ones who listened have missed out.
Yeah, exactly.
On the day.
I'm just keeping it more real, I'm giving a more realistic experience rather than behind the scenes by saying what's in this bag of sweets and then rustling it.
You know, I'm going to say this now, actually, because I do mean it, but my mum, my dad and my sister have been listening to this and texting me and getting involved and asking what a cry wank is. And, you know, which is a good, fair question. And I just want to take this time to say to my parents, I love you very much and thank you for your support and I miss you and I hope to see you soon. So thank you for being
That's beautiful.
Why are you touching yourself as you're saying that?
I'm not touching myself so much as enjoying myself at the same time. Mother, don't listen to her. She's a bad influence.
That was a beautiful thing, Paul, but it still doesn't explain what a cry wank is.
Well, it's the new album by Coldplay.
But what comes first? Do you wank and then you start crying, or do you?
Oh, we're here again.
It's an alchemy.
You know what my theory is.
Well, he's got a theory.
You know, it's become almost a cliche.
Cry wank and Eli just magically appeared.
It's a cry wank. It's a cliche.
Like Rumpel Stiltskin.
It's a comedy cliche. Yeah.
If you say it three times before a mirror, something really good happens.
It's just this thing that comedians say because it's so a cry wank or whatever, a tearjerker.
That's good.
That's something else, though.
Yeah, that's the new album by Calvin Hobbs.
But I was trying to, as I've said before, and sorry to repeat myself, dear listener, it's not something a guy could actually do. I'm either sobbing or I'm wanking. Never the twain should meet.
But
not
bless
the same
him,
time.
He's tried.
They could be close together in time.
It has to be physically possible.
Is it like, or maybe it's like sneezing with your eyes open?
No, it's physically possible. But look, okay, so I become erect. I start to wank. I start to sob.
I'm sorry,
I'm losing
Mom.
The erection.
Sorry, Mom.
You know, I can't keep going. I can't be aroused and sobbing at the same time. I'm sorry. This is true.
That's why you're a prince amongst men.
Just yes, this is what makes me
okay,
unique.
So you're
I'm
better
sorry.
Than us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perhaps that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe because you've never had to.
If I could cry, I'd probably be able to try. But you know, I'm devoid of emotions. Yeah. Life has crushed all emotion out of me.
No,
I'm basically a sociopath. I don't really understand emotions. I'm just pretending that this is what you're supposed to do
in a social situation. Yeah, no, you couldn't even pull that off. You were like smiling with your cute little face as you were saying that.
The chipmunk psycho. Psycho chipmunk.
Oh, we lost Paul.
Well, don't shut the doors or anything as you go out.
Yeah, don't. We're just bloody recording.
It's just the best,
unbelievable.
It's just a radio show.
Yeah, it's just a radio show. Just, you know.
He didn't care, give a fuck.
Some of us.
At that point now, we're just getting through the day is a win.
Well, you know, some of us are taking this a bit more seriously.
I feel like I'm on suicide watch.
With our cry wanking and eating crisps. What, you know.
You must
what,
be.
Who mentioned crisps?
Though. Yeah. sounds like a chat. I'll give 1,000.
Adam Hills will give 1,000. Yeah.
I just want video proof that you can cry wank.
And then I get a grand. Or
no,
what, I give a grand to charity.
You give a grand to charity. That's your prize for being that.
The cry wanker. That's a Kevin Costner film, isn't it?
Cry Wanker and Release the Dogs of War.
No, can I just say at this point, my dad's just text saying, go on, explain Cry Wanky, Mum's asleep.
Wow, your family made up the whole of the 16 people who are streaming this live.
No, there's loads of people listen to this. I know for about
how many?
16.
Listening. I don't know how many exactly.
16. The yeah, producers told me 16. Well, it's 16.
Right. It was 16. Yes. Now it's.
But it'll go out all over the shop, and it's fine. It's not been 16 constantly throughout the day.
Now
I hope not.
Eli, I mean, I haven't told all of my fans that I'm here. So maybe
you should,
Sophie.
Why.
Please
maybe,
do.
Maybe, yeah,
we need more donations.
You know,
this is all for charity.
Right.
Yeah,
we need
are
the
you
donations.
Let everyone know that you're here. Is that all right?
All my fans.
I think we need a. You know.
Hello.
My name is
we're going to get the Joseph Wilson in here.
To
not yet. Give it time.
Uber Radio.
Oh, so he's just out there, you know, Paul.
I know, but don't blow the big finale.
I am on it.
Is he our last guest?
No.
No.
I don't know who our last guest is. At this point, it's all up in the air.
I'm going to the little boys' room.
Good.
Richard, was that a hint of irritation
no,
in your voice?
I don't get irritated with you, Eli.
I don't know why,
because you're so irritating. So,
do people still have to pay to listen to FUBAR?
It's a free trial.
Yeah. Okay. Free trial.
That justifies. I've just. Oh, FUBAR Radio retweeted me.
Yeah.
Those guys are listening.
They're not too shabby. They know what's
going on.
Whoop.
And if you want to see the tweet, they can follow me at Sophie Hagen.
Yes.
And Rob Deb just tweeted saying it's definitely 16. He's got 16 different devices running right now listening to us. Thanks, Bob.
That's his cry wanking, which makes him the leader.
Sophie, you've got an Edinburgh show, is that right?
No.
Oh. Look, I'm trying to do my job as a presenter, okay? Don't mock me.
Would your job not involve researching?
No, I just thought, I just assumed you're a comedian, you're in an Edinburgh show.
Yeah.
No.
It was a question.
No. Oh. Do you have an Edinburgh show?
No.
No.
Fuck no.
No.
Are you going to go up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to go up there.
Yeah.
That's good.
You're not going to do any comedy.
Oh, baby, no. No, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something, I don't know what.
Do some gigs.
Yeah.
Just do some gigs.
That's insightful.
Just do some gigs. So how would you kill someone?
How would I kill someone?
Yeah.
With my mind.
What, by boring them to death?
Boring them to death.
Ooh.
Have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? Have you thought about this?
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah. Interesting story about Stephen Tobolowsky's appearance in...
about 24. I almost died when you guys went on the big 24
marathon. Do you like 24?
Marathon.
We talked about 24 and he was very unhappy. He doesn't like the TV show.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, imagine, okay, where you are with that show. You've never seen it.
Yeah.
And these guys talking about it at about... What was it?
It was about 2 a.m.
For fucking 3 hours, it seemed like.
Yeah. Anyway. Stuart Laws was interested in it.
I know. I'm getting married to Stuart Laws.
Are you?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
In June.
Does he know
June
yet?
5th? Yeah.
Oh, that's all right then. Yeah.
Well, you have to get into 24 then. I'd brush up on your box set.
Do you like season 4? That's a tip for
you.
Thank you.
That's the honeymoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
I also just proposed to the Nando's guy.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah, there's a guy who, you probably told the listener about this, who takes 27 girls or people on dates to Nando's. And I was his 19th.
Wow.
And I got a bit too involved, a bit too emotionally attached, and ended up... so then he went on his 20th date, and I called her a whore.
Can't believe he was cheating on you that soon after it was over.
I was like, who the fuck's that?
She only wants him for his that Nando's black card.
And he was genuinely a bit upset. And then later on, one of the guys who were part of this, one of the volunteers, came up to me and said, "Are you Sophie Hagen?" I was like, "Yeah, there we go. Meg Watson wants me on stage."
Yeah.
And he went, "Oh, we were trying to find the Nando's guy. Have you seen him?"
Oh.
I was like, "No. He's free to do whatever he wants."
Oh, I would have.
You think he'd be in Nando's?
I was kind of thinking maybe I should have.
I think he was in Nando's.
Well, there you go. Mystery solved. You need to be fucking Sherlock Holmes to sort that one.
I could have got him to take me for a date to Nando's so I could have had a Nando's.
We shared a cheesecake.
Oh, you shared it. Is that where you were?
Yeah, I got I was a part of the dessert section of the dating section.
Oh, the dessert section.
Yeah.
I've never had a dessert in Nando's. I'm sure they're very nice. But
this is a cheesecake.
Yeah, but I, you know.
He was very nice and I got too emotionally involved.
Oh,
it's
going
to take at least 3 days to get over him.
Oh, no.
That's a very specific time frame.
No, I've been here before, mate.
You just managed to...
Got
it down to a fine act.
It's a little bit like... I always find that, like, you know, love, emotions, it's a little bit like getting a cold where you go, you know, you're like, oh, if I'm not careful, in 3 days, I'm going to be ill. So
it's
I just
more like
some,
a sneeze. We're like, oh, my God, achoo. Oh.
Oh, okay. I haven't got a hanky.
I like when you started saying love. It felt like we're starting to talk about something.
Yeah,
like,
I try to talk about things, but I don't have any emotions.
You sure? So. Like, how are you guys? Is this something you need to
work out?
Yeah. What's happening? What's mentally going on in your?
I have a combination of many different emotions fighting for attention.
Ambivalence.
No, I wouldn't say ambivalence, because that would mean I don't care about the one I pick.
Does that mean that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought ambivalence is technically two conflicting...
Oh, two, but you have more.
But ambivalence is, you say I'm ambivalent towards that, as if to say you sort of don't mind. But actually, it's like the one sort of technically isn't the same as the other.
No, I know, it's weird.
Oh,
I
don't
know.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. It's like ambivalence.
Zach, if you're listening, I'm sorry about the argument I had with you last night about the word ambivalence.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I got really upset with a guy because I said, oh, I'm a bit ambivalent. He said, that's not what you mean. And I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
You get upset with a lot of guys,
yeah,
don't you?
I do, yeah. I got really upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair play.
So in 2 days, I'm over that. I'm over that argument.
The three days of fury, and then I'm fine.
Yeah, no, I always get that. It's like I'm not going to... Oh, I sucked myself before the sentence. That's good. That would have lost you half of your listeners if I had finished that sentence. Holy shit.
We'll never know.
We'll never know what it is. Well, as we're coming up to 7:30, I think we should play a song for you.
Oh, you crazy son of a bitch.
This brilliant art house band that we've never from the 60s
it's
that we've
indie,
never
it's
heard
an
of.
Indie band you probably
it's
haven't
an
heard
indie
of
band.
It.
It's pretty pretty underground.
It's
we've
pretty
never heard of it.
Yeah,
that's how
it's
it goes,
a good
is it?
Song. So get it.
So this is part of Sophie Hagen's jukebox. Enjoy.
It's called Aun. Aun.
Yes.
The Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge on FUBAR Radio.
Hello! Hey. We're back. Welcome
you
back.
You couldn't wait to fade that out, could you?
Well, no, it was a brilliant, brilliant song. It is.
I know. I'm glad you chose it.
Yeah. Well, I just thought, you know, correct. It was a brilliant underground classic from the 60s. Marvellous idea. So yes, we're back, we're still here. It's 7:33.
Woo!
Woo! It's me, Paul Gannon and Sophie Hagen.
Hooray!
Sophie Hagen.
Still not dead.
Still not dead. Still not pronouncing the name correctly, I'm guessing.
Could we have some sparkling water for Sophie Hagen?
Some sparkling water. I've got sparkling water out there. That's my body.
Can we get some sparkling water for the fucking diva, please?
Unbelievable. She's not even supposed to be here.
But she's so good.
But she's so good.
She's like Dante in Clerks. I'm not supposed to be here today. 36?
Everyone loves... 37. Everyone loves Sophie Hagen.
37?
37.
In a row?
37, 36. Everyone knows it's 36. No, for goodness
sake.
Well, what's
the alternative, eh?
Exactly.
Listening to a better radio show. I don't think so.
Hey, don't worry.
I was listening to Radio 3 on the way up here. It was brilliant.
Oh, you forgot
Eli
my sparkling water.
Eli Silverman's back.
Sorry?
He's one of the hosts. He's
no
not,
one
he's,
asked
he's
me.
Not a,
no,
he's know, not a runner.
No one asked me for
you
spark.
You were right out there. You could have... You know what this means? It means the producers have turned it off.
Yeah.
They're not even listening.
I imagine
listeners.
They're probably trying to find you a glass. You haven't got to chug it down like some common wench.
I'm starting to feel a bit ropey, mate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. In what way?
You just
shit
bad.
A rope.
Oh, you got your fan out there.
I take it with me everywhere because it's the only person who laughs at my jokes.
He's going off like a firecracker.
Yeah, but getting laughs from Joe
we have to get Joe Wilson here in a minute just so someone's going to laugh at everything I say. It's going to be incredible. I can't wait to feel special.
Thank you.
That's my water, though. Of course you can share it. Of course you can share it. Unbelievable.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Put this tiny glass.
Me belly don't feel good.
No, me belly feels bad.
Because you had 11 cans of Red Bull, you buffoon.
That can kill you.
Yeah.
That's kill someone.
Yeah.
No. Your body right now is in pure reanimator mode.
Sounds brilliant. It's like sound effects.
Is that the sound of my
it's like the
anal prolapse or something? Fucking hell.
This is what your belly sounds like at the moment.
It certainly does.
And later, your anus.
Oh, God, I feel so bad.
Oh, why don't you shut up?
Did he? Hey. Oh, he's getting fucking feisty, this one.
That's because he's got a fresh rejuvenated approach
it's
to the
because
evening.
I'm not tired like you two losers.
Oh, we're so tired.
I had 3 hours sleep last night. And tip top.
Boom. Some of us don't need sleep because we live on pure thrust.
No one's ever said you lived on thrust.
Fresh up your face.
Oh, sorry, thrush.
Thrush. Thrush.
That's what I meant.
Thrush.
Right, it's complete east.
I'm not doing...
STD movies, hashtag games. Yeast is yeast.
Oh.
No?
You've got to give us some warning. You can't just throw a brand new hashtag game that requires at least 10 minutes of thought.
Do you know what it is? I had that.
Join in, everyone! What?
Yeah. I thought I'm not going to speak for a while. I'm not going to speak for a while, so I'll get it out of my mouth now, and then I'll just step back and see what happens. I made the bad mistake. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think it through. And I've been brought up on it. Congratulations. You win, Sandling. You win.
Chlamydia bouter boy.
Oh, yeah, you do win.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
No?
Yeah.
Don't know.
That's good. I've been trying for the last minute and a half now.
Gonorrhea window?
Bloody hell, you're good at this, aren't you? Can we do curry ones? I'm good at those.
Well, I can tell you the... Patrick Swayze had one rule for the perfect curry... No one puts bay leaf in a korma.
Nice.
And that's true as well. It's factual as well.
Yeah,
you wouldn't put a bay leaf in a
korma. Sounds so.
Sophie,
wait.
You got a VD one?
War and Herpes?
Oh.
Yes. Right?
Herpes goes bananas.
I know my eyes say those.
That's good, yeah. That's good. I can't think of any.
Well,
HIV 1138.
Oh, no, it's too... That's
oh, well, I crossed the fucking line, do I? It's me, is it?
So we'll just... Yeah, that's brilliant.
No,
so.
I can't think of anything else apart from trying to think of a VD fucking related...
Have another Red Bull, mate. You'll need it.
I could... Literally, will die.
So,
the sympathy.
Sorry, I was moving on to the next bit.
Let's move on.
What was,
I think that's a bad idea.
What?
If it's one
script
that's
in your
inbox.
Oh, I could do with some of that. Can I have some of that, please?
It's no. My physical. You need to get a glass, because I'm, like, I didn't bring this water for everyone. This is ridiculous.
Wait, 1 second. I might have a little plastic cup.
Unbelievable.
I said, no, you can't have any.
You know what, Sophie? I don't want any now. I've got my grape.
That's
black
nice.
Grape.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You've got black grape?
Black grape.
That's really settling my stomach in a good way.
You think we've lost or gained listeners?
I don't know.
Pazzy cups.
I imagine it flat. There we go. this is brilliant. Nothing says Dynamite Radio like the admin of serving drinks.
Dead air is better than this.
Yeah, dead air. Dead air radio. That'd be my company. There you go. Enjoy yourself.
Ace of Spades.
that's not a movie.
That's not a movie.
I'm sure there's a movie out there called Ace of Spades.
I bet there is, but it's not a well-known one.
Oh, does it have to be a well-known one?
Don't know.
Oh, you're changing the rules now because I'm winning.
No.
Classic you. Classic you.
That's how you win.
Oh, Ace's not technically an STD, isn't it? Yeah.
No, Ace was good.
What about Schindler's Syphilis?
Mate, you're so good at this.
No, that doesn't count.
Why doesn't that count?
Does this mean he knows more about movies or sexually transmitted diseases? That's the question we need to ask.
He's better at making puns. He can phonetically just separate the noise of the words in his head and relate them.
My cognitive dissonance is something to behold.
It certainly is.
Whatever that means.
I'm going.
He's going. You're going to go and sort out your innards.
No, they're calmed down. I'm just trying to think of clap. Clap is another word for VD, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
That's as far as I've got.
The tender clap. The parent clap.
What about thunderclap? Thunderclap and... Oh.
Thunderclap and Lightfoot.
Mad clap 3.
You'd have to change that one. I'm going.
Wow.
Where's he going?
He's just... Just
don't complain. Just take the gift when it comes to you. Just accept. Oh, he's leaving as well.
No, I'm not leaving. I'm just going to do this.
Okay.
Unless you want the privacy with Sandling. Because
welcome to the Sophie Hagen Amazing Radio Show.
Yeah, let's all listen to the Sophie Hagen self-congratulation hour, shall we? Yeah, see how that goes. Hey, run with it.
Hey, I had 13 episodes on Soho Radio before it got cancelled, so fuck you.
That's the lucky number. Imagine if you'd just done one.
Well, I'll tell you what, while we're here, let's play a little game. Let's have three reasons Sophie's awesome. From Sophie. At number three,
Sophie's awesome because... of a podcast called Comedians Telling Stuff, which you can find on comedianstellingstuff.com, SoundCloud. Am I allowed to do this?
Yes. Advertise yourself.
Reason number two, because he doesn't care about the rules and advertises her podcast. Anyways, reason number one.
I've got to do the number one, why Sophie's awesome.
You know why. You know why. We all know why.
Because she is
You shouldn't need to. Think this happened.
I'm not. I'm trying to think of how to word it so it sounds like a compliment. Because she is a invigorating breath of fresh air in the world of stand-up comedy. And I wholeheartedly recommend you see any of her shows.
Guess what? There's my background on my phone.
That's brilliant.
I have myself. Is that self-indulgent?
I don't know.
Listeners, write in. Is it self-indulgent to have a photo of yourself as the background on your phone?
Write
into the Sophie Hagen and Richard Sandling podcast hour.
Podcast, yeah.
The 28-hour podcast challenge.
The 28-hour Sandling Hagen podcast. Yeah. So tell us about your podcast. Yeah, because you have
an excellent podcast. Really. What's really good about it is that I don't, like, it doesn't last longer than it needs to be.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see the fragile beauty in that.
Have you considered 27 hours of comedians telling you stuff? Imagine
that's
comedians telling you,
Imagine having 27 hours of your life corroded away minute by minute.
Actually why I'm here, because I've been trying to organise a podcast interview with Mark Watson for about a month now, and we've never been able to make it work. And then he said, oh, come to this thing I'm having on Saturday. You can do it on stage. And then it turned up, and it was just people being shaved and... people screaming and playing music. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to just, go on stage and do a quiet little interview. Yeah.
So, tell us about your favourite heckler story, Mark.
So, what was your first gig like? Please make it last 6 minutes.
Can I just say, this will knock your socks off. Rambo, first thrush. Anyone?
Is that an STD?
Back to the STD.
Is thrush an STD?
Yeah. Well, it's also a small songbird.
What is it?
It's like a very itchy, scaly It's not serious. It's a yeast infection. It's not. It's not a serious one.
Like a rash.
Yes.
Okay.
Sexually transmitted rash. I had it once.
Oh, that's.
That's what you want to talk about on air.
Your dirty balls.
I'm bragging about having had sex.
Tango and
rash.
I've
done it. I've had sex. And that's
the evidence to prove.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Once I had sex.
How else are they going to know?
Oh, God. Oh, God, really, really. Yes, really, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one.
No.
But again, I've never been tested. Am I right?
What you don't know can't hurt you.
Exactly.
Am I right, guys?
I'm too busy having sex without a condom on. Am I right?
Hey, I can't believe it. Hey, now.
Right, Paul, you've taken a back seat recently.
It's nice
you?
To. It's nice to. I. It's
give him a break. I mean, you know,
it's been. I've had a hard day,
hard life.
No shit. Oh, I'm really suffering now.
Oh. I'm very proud of you, though, Eli.
Right.
What we don't need.
I am seriously. I'm proud of you because you know this is a tough job and it's been a hard day and you've always kicked against it somewhat. You know, why are you doing it? What's the point? But come on, you're never going to have an adventure like this. Ever again.
No, I certainly won't be doing this ever again.
Next year, we'll be doing the 35-hour podcast.
I was thinking
podcast.
About this. Okay, so, yeah, perhaps there's some buzz. Yeah, oh, we want to do you do it again. We'd have to do 28 hours.
No.
December, I went to Dallas to watch the Roller Derby World Cup.
Oh, yeah, I saw the posting about it.
Which was an incredible thing. But I came back and I had to go straight into rehearsing a play in the West End in London. and because of, like, the jet lag and everything and, like, not being able to sleep, I was basically on... I was, like, up for, like days and then sleeping for... Like, it was really weird. I was actually on the Centurion time they have in Men in Black, where they're on a 37-hour day. That was, like, what I was like. I would just stay up for, like, days and days because I couldn't sleep, and then I'd sleep for, like... It was really weird. I couldn't get out of the jet lag.
There's a thing you can do. My brother knows this because he's a bit of a prick. You can sleep, so you can be... How is that? You can be awake for, like, 2 or 3 hours, and then you can sleep for 40 minutes, but you can't sleep more or less than that.
Yeah.
And then you can stay awake. So if you do that... Did you just say that? Because I zoned out when you were talking. Was that when you... Is this a new thing?
This is a new subject. I'm agreeing.
So you never sleep for, like, more than... You sleep, like, half an hour every third hour or something.
Yeah.
And then you never have to sleep for a full...
Yeah.
But it takes you, like, 2 weeks something
to get
fully into it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you can actually...
But who? What a nightmare.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Wasn't there
I guess you've got the kind of job where you need to be awake all the time.
Wasn't there a thing in the Victorian era, or like when Dickens was around, they used to have two nights? Did you hear about this? Was there a thing about that? Two nights where they'd come in and they would like have tea and then sort of like go straight to bed. And they'd wake up and then they would like read for like 4 hours and go back to bed again.
Ah, in the winter.
They'd have like two evenings. Like they would
in
have
the winter?
Like, yeah, well, I think all the time they would just...
Yeah,
you know,
in that sort of era, the French... People who lived in France.
Narrow it down a bit.
Stick with me here. No, like the rural folk would, like, in the winter, because you've got no heating or whatever, you've got livestock. You get all your livestock, basically, in a barn with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And just sleep the whole time. They almost hibernate, you know what I mean? They wouldn't do anything in the winter, have all their animals.
People would, you know, get up with the sun. You know, people would let the sun be, like, the days would be long, and they'd have long days in the summer because they could see.
Yeah, and then in the winter, you spend most of your time asleep. Yeah,
yeah. Or indoors. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'd like to do that. I do that anyway. But I'm indoors most of the time, just waiting for a casting.
So what was this play? What was this play?
Oh, it was a brilliant show that I was in for Comedy Club for Kids. Put it on. It was a Santa science experiment.
Oh, kids show.
Yeah, kids show. It was a play, proper play.
Yeah,
oh, you know,
and I'm not listening.
No,
I'm just saying.
But you know, I just don't want any theatre snobs to think that just because it's not, you know, Shakespeare, it's not proper.
We had a big conversation about Shakespeare. This singer-songwriter guy,
Giles Terran.
All right.
He's a really nice guy. Really, just played some songs and on his guitar, and he was chatting about the documentary he made about
Shakespeare.
Really good.
Got a bit highbrow at about 6 in the morning.
It's
it was
turning to BBC 4 at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I really like the. Have you seen Looking for Richard? Which is the.
Yes.
Which is great. I really
Kevin
love
Space.
That. Kevin Spacey and Alec Baldwin and Al Pacino documentary
about Richard
III. Like trying to work out how to do Richard III. And it's great because they're all acting it straight. Well, what it means they're not putting on, you know, they're not putting on the student, what the students think Shakespearean voices have to be. So not like, forsooth, yeah, my yeah. lord, come yeah. hither to the... And it was just really good to watch people just go, yeah, what light from yonder window breaks? You just kind of see it, like, done, just yeah. sort of, was, like, really good, especially when it's Alec Baldwin giving, you know, giving
he's,
Shakespeare.
He's quite a fine actor, Alec Baldwin.
I do like a bit of Alec Baldwin, although, you know, Twitter meltdowns aside, I do. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Alec Baldwin films.
What's his best role?
Well, it's very difficult to say, isn't it? Because he's always very good. You mean films?
Let's go with films for
Let's
now.
Let's go with films, because he's great in 30 Rock.
He is great in 30
like
Rock,
one of the sort of brilliant characters.
The Departed, he was very strong.
He was good.
In the Departed.
And the Departed's like a film. Fuck, I forgot he was in really that. Enjoyed The Departed when I saw it, and then you watch it again later and you go, oh, this is shit. It's one of those films. Like, it sort of tricks you. I really enjoyed it in the really? Cinema, and I watched it again, and I was like, this hasn't held up well.
Really?
I remember this being yeah. brilliant.
Why
and
it's it hold
not.
Up?
Great. I don't know. It just seemed to be shit. Like, the same time I watched it, I was like, watch this, you'll love this. And I was watching it going, oh, I can't believe I like this film. This isn't actually... But he's brilliant in it. Okay. Alec Baldwin's brilliant in The Departed.
I'm going to go with Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, yeah.
Because it's a great film, full stop. Gina Davis. What happened to Gina Davis? What's she been in recently?
Commander-in-Chief.
Don't worry, I've had these moments fucking
Do
hell.
You have a favourite Alec Baldwin film, Sophie?
The answer's yes. Beetlejuice.
If you give me a list of all of his films, I'm sure I can
I can go to
the
Internet Movie Database and we can spend 10 minutes just going through his filmography.
The Getaway.
It's probably more interesting than
this. Was that Alec?
Alec Baldwin and when he was
married
to
the original
Kim Basinger.
Yeah, but the original was,
I think
yeah,
the listeners
is much better.
Write in what they think.
Yeah, it was much better. But most 60s films are better. Faye Dunaway and Steve McQueen.
Yeah, that's that. And the director was... That guy who does the kinetic stuff. Oh, he did The Wild Bunch.
Sam Peckinpah.
Yeah,
Sam Peckinpah.
Yeah.
He was in Hunt for Red October.
Really? Hey?
He was in Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October. Yeah, he was the first Jack Ryan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was the first Jack Ryan.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Brilliant,
obviously.
Right. Oh, look, the band's going off again.
No, this is actually a truck reversing this time. It's not a car alarm. So, yeah, it was all the glamour.
Mate, I had bus watch earlier.
Really?
Yes.
It was the darkest time.
And how did your ghost watch bus watch go?
Well, I spotted a bus.
As opposed to any supernatural entities you could have given a fuck about.
I saw a lady getting on the bus.
Wow. Was it a real lady or a ghost lady?
Well, it's hard to tell from this kind of vantage.
Ghost lady. That's a TV show I'd watch. Ghost lady. She doesn't really exist.
Alec Baldwin was in Thomas the Tank Engine,
the
movie.
He's the Fat Controller. He narrates it in America.
Wow,
the American,
I did not know that.
So he played the Fat Controller. So,
30 Rock.
30 Rock, yeah, him. Yeah. But yeah, that's like, we're talking films, so like, yeah.
Oh, well.
That's what I was saying, because that's his best thing. Yeah, he's great.
Oh, when he did a cameo on Friends, that was really cool as well.
My favourite thing is that I'll always think my favourite bit of 30 Rock and Alec Baldwin is just the, why are you wearing a tux? It's after 6 o'clock, not a farmer.
Did you know he was the voice in the animated Clerks cartoon
show?
Yeah,
he was Leonardo.
Why am I learning this now?
Well, because you don't take your role as Nerdmaster seriously.
Well, he's also in Mission Impossible 5.
Well, that's not come out yet, so I can't get excited about having
I'm not
known
actually
that.
Involved in what his best film is. I'm just loving his...
Well, this is the Alec Baldwin appreciation hour.
We're Baldwinites.
Yeah.
Baldwinites.
Yeah.
He's great, though.
My name is Alec Baldwin. The words that I say are meaningless because I am Alec Baldwin. There you go. It's my Alec Baldwin impression.
It's not a bad one.
It's not a great one. But
no,
I just
want
to get all the impressions out of the way before Joe comes in.
Have you dispensed of your headphones?
What do you mean?
Well, don't have the admin conversations in the room while we're on the air.
I don't even know what
he's
talking about right now.
Have you dispensed with your headphones?
What does that mean?
It means, why don't you have your headphones on? Is basically
why don't you mind your
asking.
Own business?
Yeah. This is what it's been. 27 hours.
You worry about your business.
27 hours.
And I worry about my business. Yeah. And you stay out of my business. All right?
Imagine.
All right.
Well, Paul, it's been nice having you on the show.
Thanks, it's been great being here.
New guest.
It's been nice filling in for Simon Ling as he just swans in and takes all the fucking credit.
I'll
come right at the end when everyone's rejoicing and I'll act like it's my
thing. I'll be like America in World War II.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We've done all the hard work, now I'm here, and it's all right, guys, I've saved the day.
Yeah. Stick a flag in the fucking place.
Brilliant.
History's written by the winners, guys?
It was a brilliant... I did a 27-hour podcast. It was brilliant.
It's like doing a marathon.
Didn't have to be here for any of it.
So, Mm, yeah.
What else?
Well, what else?
Let's try to. Let's, you
20,
know.
How many hours in? So
this is what he's been like.
What?
How long
what
have
else?
We got? How long have we got? When can I get out of here? Is it drink o'clock?
So if we were, what?
We're four people, right? Yeah. Shag, marry, kill.
Right.
Can I have all three?
Can we? What? I need more explanation of the rules, but I'm with you.
Okay.
So far. Definitely.
So we lock the door.
Oh, we really? I thought it was some kind of imaginary game where we think about celebrities, whether we shag, marry, or kill them, or something like that.
No, this is just basically this is a way for Sophie's self-esteem to be boosted because we're obviously either going to shag or marry her. So,
and kill each other.
You're too kind.
I made those assumptions earlier, and it's never really worked out in my favour.
You're never going to let Nando's guy go, are you? It's never going to, you know.
Nando's.
Burnt by the Nando's guy.
Nando's guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wanted to be the one to wreck his challenge, so he'd be like, I met the one at number 19, so now I'm not going to...
What's his challenge? I was out of the room.
He had 27 people.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, last night, yeah.
Yeah.
27 people tonight, now. Over the whole day.
The date, so his dates, he had dates.
I was number 19.
And you went to Nando's?
No, so he brings food from Nando's, and then we have to share, like, food from Nando's.
Okay.
So it's just, like, little, like, three-minute dates.
Was it cold?
We're inside.
It's cheesecake.
No, the Nando, the food.
Cheesecake, so it was dessert.
Oh, you had cheesecake. Yeah. I didn't know they did cheesecake.
Yeah. That's because, like most sensible people, you don't care about desserts. Because, you know.
Wait.
I'm not a dessert person. I'm with you on this.
Get out.
Desserts you have separate from a meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you can eat a dessert, your dinner hasn't done its job.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the rule.
It's high five.
No, it's
two. Yeah.
No, not you.
It's two different stomachs.
Yeah,
like you can eat like not, like because it's like it feels like it goes into a different stomach when it's sweet.
This is true.
That's true. Yeah.
No, it's not true, but it's a metaphor.
No, but I mean, I agree with that. I agree with the sensation that you describe.
Yeah.
So you get more of an appetite.
That makes it true.
Why don't you high five on a lie then?
Well, because
Eli needs constant human
because
contact.
Because I'm with Rich.
It wasn't a lie. It was just a point of view.
We like
that. We're in agreement with.
Listen, if basically this sums it up, right? If you were going to have to choose between either a starter, savoury starter, or a dessert, I'd go for the starter every time.
Always
every time.
The starter.
This is where we are as people, you know. You'd go for the dessert, wouldn't you?
I'd go for both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in an ideal world we'd have three courses.
This is like a torturous.
But if, yeah, so.
Post-9/11 world.
It's a nightmare world where you have to choose either a starter or a dessert. Oh, no!
Some of you kids are too young to remember the days of three courses.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, okay, you know, I get. Yeah, then starter because on the way home you could get like a bag of sweets.
Yes.
Yeah, you could get
that. It's much cheaper.
Yeah. No point getting sort
you don't
of you know,
buy, like, a bag of
you know you don't want to get butterfly prawns at 2 a.m. do you? You can get a Mars bar if you could. But no one does it because
Richard is referring to our date last week.
Yeah,
we went out and had butterfly prawns.
We can call it a date.
I just did.
Is it a date if you are nowhere near him and following 15 steps behind?
No.
Just checking.
We were even make me do that.
We were sat at the same table and everything.
Yeah.
Facing each other?
Yes.
He was wearing like a suit.
I was wearing a suit. It was ridiculous. It was all very.
Yeah.
It was all
he
very
took me to a gig right before.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Romantic.
Come and see this gig that we're both at.
Gave me a 20-minute spot. You know, it's amazing.
I was such a gentleman.
Yeah, he is a 10-minute spot.
Material night.
No, it was another kids gig.
Yeah.
In a terrifying alleyway.
Yeah. It was official. We weren't getting paid.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, we didn't turn up in an alleyway and start talking to kids.
Hello, kids.
Stick with me, love. Hey. I'll take you to some places.
I got a joke.
You want to see something funny?
Oh, fuck, guys. we've avoided paedophilia until now.
No one's mentioned paedophilia.
About paedophilia.
Well, they were making lascivious, lascivious
words. I'm going to write that down. You didn't get it right. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to have Eli, and I hit the piss out of Paul. Lascivious. I'm going to write it down.
down, you cunt.
Right, fuck it. This is. I'm glad you're maintaining your sanity.
Mate, you do not know. You were not there.
Yeah, you were not there. I feel very much like someone who stayed in college during NAM.
Yes,
to save enlisting. Trying to have a chat with you in a pub about what it was like.
So you feel like all your audience is every time I talk about film.
Yes, yes, yeah. It's like listening to maths. Yeah. Well, I always used to say that when I did stand-up, this is again is a film reference, but if you've ever seen the film The Blues Brothers, doing my set on the circuit was like the bit in Bob's Country Bunker where they have to play country west music. But imagine that, but imagine not having Stand By Your Man up your sleeve. That's what it was like for me doing circuit gigs.
They do two numbers, Theme from Rawhide and Stand By Your Man. I forgot about Stand By Your Man.
Yeah, just bottles and chicken wire. No chicken wire either, just everyone going, why are you talking about films? This office Christmas party has been terribly disappointed by 20 minutes on Peter Greenaway films.
Yeah. I went on a date to see you.
Hey?
I went on a date to the cinema and then you were there.
I know. Every time.
It wasn't planned.
It's like a weird. Every time.
I was like, I know that guy. I said that after you'd done well. Otherwise, yeah. I was like, I have no idea.
I met him. He could be terrible, so I'll pretend I've no idea who he is.
Oh, sorry. I'm on it.
Well, we're coming to the end of the hour, because I was establishing the last hour. At the end of an hour is a new hour.
There's certainly a new one begins after...
It's not true. Doesn't matter, but I'm going to keep saying the new hour comes in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, but you seem smug when you say it.
I am smug.
Be a bit like casual, pretending
let
you
me
weren't
be
meant ha- to say something
Let me be
stupid.
Happy in my knowledge of how hours work.
Oh, it's been lovely, Paul.
So,
see you next week.
We're going to play you out another song.
Joseph Wilson.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Thank you.
Not instead of Sophie. She's so good.
Yeah, she's so great. Let's kill D. Joe. No one likes him.
Let's kill Joe Wilson.
He's got a small willy.
Thank you.
Joe Wilson.